വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഹലോ ലേണേഴ്സ്, വെൽക്കം ടു ദി ലീഗൽ അവയർനെസ് പ്രോഗ്രാം അണ്ടർ ദി ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി. ഐ ആം സോഹിനി മഹാപാത്ര, ഫാക്കൽറ്റി ഓഫ് ലോ അറ്റ് നാഷണൽ ലോ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഒറീസ, ആൻഡ് ഐ ആം ഗോയിങ് ടു ഡീൽ വിത്ത് ദി മൊഡ്യൂൾ ലേബർ ലോസ് ആൻഡ് അട്രോസിറ്റീസ് ആക്ട്. Now, labor laws covers a very wide range of topics, and the structure of the module would be divided into four: child labor, rights of workmen at workplace, maternity benefits, and equal pay for equal work. So the first part of the module is child labor. What is child labor? I am sure all of you must have seen or witnessed children working in different sectors. It may be in a dhaba, it may be washing utensils with your domestic help, it may be on a roadside thela. All of these are child laborers. Child laborer, in common parlance, we might restrict to think that they are related only to specific industries or sectors or factories. But that is not necessarily so. Any child who is deprived of education and is working in any sector in whatever capacity is a potential threat to the human rights and child rights arena. One of the major challenges of the labor sector, along with child rights and human rights, is the problem of child labor. Across all societies, children are subject to exploitation in working in different sectors at the cost of their dignity, their health, their physical and mental well-being, as well as their education. Now, the term child labor is generally understood as any activity which interferes with the child's right to education, the child's physical as well as mental well-being and growth. So, any activity where a child is subjected to a work at the cost of the child's education, dignity and well-being is child labor. It may be a strenuous work, it may not be a strenuous work. It may be something where the child is helping someone in some capacity or in some kind of work. Even then, it is termed as child labor. Now, what are the different elements of child labor? There are six elements of child labor. One, that it deprives the child of his or her childhood. Every child has or deserves a normal childhood, what you and I have deserved, or what you and I have probably got. So when you are depriving a child of a normal childhood, it amounts to child labor. Second, harmful to physical development of the child. When a child is put into alien circumstances where they have to work day in and day out, it can have an impact on the physical development of the child. That is one important element of child labor. The third element of child labor is the harm that is caused to the mental development of a child. Now, more often than not, we think that child labor is associated only with physical labor. But what about the impact that it has on the mental ability or mental strength of a child, the mental condition of a child? When a child is put in alien circumstances and is made to work, whereas his contemporaries and peers are going to school or maybe playing games in a park, what kind of effect does it have on the mental development of a child? That is an important element of child labor. Fourth, socially or morally dangerous work. Now, work of a child laborer can be of different kinds. It need not only be physically laborious, it need not only be mentally laborious. It may be socially or morally wrong also. When you find children begging on the streets, when you find children as victims of sexual trafficking, they are also child laborers and involved in work which are socially and morally dangerous for them. Fifth, and one of the most important elements of child labor is depriving the opportunity to attend school. Every child deserves right to education, deserves to go to school. No matter what the age of the child, as per the Indian laws and constitution, right to education is a fundamental right. So when we are depriving a child of the opportunity to go to school, if the child has to work in whatever sector, in whatever capacity, while he is supposed to be at school, that is an element of child labor. we are pushing a child into labor rather than pushing him towards education and knowledge and growth. And the last element of child labor is hazardous or non-hazardous industries. Now, industries, factories may be of different kinds. Some may be hazardous in nature, some may be non-hazardous in nature. And for children, working in either of these factories or industries is a harmful thing. What could be some of the most common causes of child labor? We often think that poverty is the most important factor for pushing a child into labor sectors. But it is not always so. The causes of child labor are not restricted to poverty alone. There are various causes of child labor, like parental illiteracy and ignorance. Sometimes it might be difficult to instill into parents the concept or fact that you should send your child to school instead of sending him or her to work. For children, education is more important than earning a source of living. Parents who are illiterate, parents who are ignorant about this fact, have the concept that the more number of hands that work, the more is the source of income for the family on the whole. Other causes of child labor could be non-availability and non-accessibility to schools. A child living in a remote village probably does not have access to schools. So what is his or her alternative? They prefer going to work with their parents, where they think that helping their parents is more fruitful than walking probably 50 kilometers to go and attend school. Out-of-school children and large-scale dropouts. Children, if they do not find enough incentives at school, prefer to drop out of schools, or when they are coerced or convinced that it is better to work rather than going to school, they are pushed towards child labor. Migrant labor is another major cause of child labor. Adult workers migrate from different states for the purposes of livelihood. So when they migrate from one state to the other, of course, they take their families also along with them. So when the child has to shift from one state to the other, there is no shifting of schools. The concept of shifting from one school to the other school does not happen. So migrant labor is a major cause of child labor. Adult workers who migrate, they take along with them their children who are then potential child laborers at the site or sector where they are working. Another important factor of child labor or cause of child labor is lack of awareness. People are not aware of what are the child labor laws, what are the repercussions of child labor, why should a child not be forced into labor. So not only the parents of the children, but also employers who employ these children in different sectors lack awareness of what the laws are. And one of the most important causes of child labor is cheap labor. Children come as cheap labor as compared to adults. What we may pay to an adult, we may get the same work done from a child by paying maybe half or less than half of it. That becomes an incentive for employers who then employ children, thinking that it is a financial gain for them, even if it is at the cost of the child and the childhood of that person. Now, the definition of child labor can vary from country to country. Each country may have specific legislations, may have specific definitions of child labor. The age of child, the definition of a child, may also vary from different countries. More often than not, you would find that the line between what is acceptable under child labor and what is not acceptable under child labor is very, very thin. It is difficult to define or difficult to say that these forms of child labor are acceptable and the other forms of child labor are not. The ILO, or the International Labor Organization, therefore, has set certain standards of child labor. All the member countries are expected and are mandated to prevent child labor in their countries and have national legislations whereby they will curb this menace. As per the ILO reports, child labor is primarily concentrated in the agricultural sector. It may depend in fisheries, horticulture, and different other agricultural sectors. But it is primarily in the agricultural sector. And thereafter, it is concentrated in the industrial sector and in factories. It may be hazardous or it may not be hazardous. But ILO also goes on to recognize what are some of the worst forms of child labor. like children in armed conflict, children used in sexual exploitation, specifically commercial sexual exploitation, slaved labor, trafficking, these are considered as worst forms of child labor. Although child labor in itself is looked down upon and is illegal, some of the worst forms of child labor are given more focus and more emphasis to save the children from these sectors. Now, if we talk about child labor in India, child labor in India is peculiar in a sense that it can be concentrated into specific geographical regions. In specific geographical areas, depending on what kind of factories or sectors that they are famous for, children are concentrated in those geographical locations. For example, in diamond cutting and polishing sectors in Surat, in handloom industries in Tamil Nadu, in brick kilns in Andhra Pradesh, or fireworks industry in Tamil Nadu. It depends on these sectors, how children are employed, to what capacity they are employed, and to what extent they are employed. On the other hand, there are many occupations which are not region specific. Wherever you go in the country, you might find children working in these sectors. For example, in construction sector, in hotels, in vendors, in garages, in different day-to-day activities, you might find a small child helping an employer, which is actually cause or form of child labor or employing a child. Now, in India, what is the legislation that governs child labor? The primary legislation governing child labor is Child and Adolescent Labor, Prohibition and Regulation Act of 1986. The objectives of the act are twofold. One, that there is complete prohibition of employment of child. Any child who has not completed 14 years of age is prohibited from employment in any occupation or process or industry. It does not matter whether it is hazardous or non-hazardous, there is complete prohibition. The second is about adolescence. Who is an adolescent? A child or a person who has completed 14 years of age but has not yet attained the age of 18, has not completed his or her 18th year. They are termed as adolescents. Now, adolescents are partially prohibited from employment, meaning that you cannot employ adolescents in hazardous occupations or processes. So, there are two structures to it. One, where a child is completely prohibited, and there is regulation for adolescents. Adolescents are prohibited only in hazardous processes. Now, within that also, a child is permitted to work in certain sectors. What are those permissible areas or permissible sectors? First, where the child is helping his family or is working in a family enterprise. But there are two conditions. The work of the family enterprise should not be hazardous in nature. And second, it can only be after school hours or during vacation. So what does it imply? It implies that a child cannot be deprived from education, a child cannot be deprived from going to school. It can only be after school hours or working hours or during school vacations that a child can help in his family enterprise. And second permissible area is when a child is working as an artist in the entertainment industry. So when you see child artists on television, when you see child artists in films, they fall under the permissible persons under the Child Labor and Adolescent Prohibition and Regulation Act of 1986. But there is complete prohibition in some sectors like circuses. Children are not permitted to work in circuses at whatever age, in whatever capacity. Circuses does not fall under the entertainment industry. It is not considered as a creative form or a creative platform for a child to work. The problem lies with what is a family enterprise. Now, family enterprise is defined under the Act. It is not kept open-ended. So what is a family or a family enterprise where a child can work? Mother, father, brother, sister, mother's sister, father's sister, mother's brother and father's brother. These are the only persons who are recognized or given a legal status as family under the Act for a child to be employed. more often than not, it is not considered as employment. It is considered as helping in a family or a family enterprise. Any person who does not comply with the provisions of this Act is punished under the Act with imprisonment of minimum 6 months, which may be maximum of 2 years, or with a fine of minimum 20,000 rupees and maximum of 50,000 rupees, or with both. It depends on the gravity of the offence. The last part or last element of child labour is the interrelation between child labour and right to education. Now, throughout the structure, I have emphasised on importance of education of a child, that no child should be deprived of education. If you are depriving a child from going to school or taking away the opportunity for a child to go to school, that child becomes a child labourer. So, the interlink between right to education and child labour is very, very important. Under the Indian Constitution, Article 21 guarantees free and compulsory education to every child, and Article 24 prohibits employment of children in factories, etc. So the close connection between education and child labour is very, very important. Child labour as an evil is linked very closely to education, and hence, in order to eliminate child labour from the society, it is important to implement the Right to Education Act very carefully and strictly. Every out-of-school child is either an active or a potential child labour. So next time when you see a child working, or if you see a child during school hours out of school, you know that that child is either an active or a potential child labour. Every year, 12th June is marked as the World Day Against Child Labour. So as legally aware citizens, it is our responsibility and duty also to take note of these things and keep in mind that we should help the child to grow. We should help children around us to grow and curb the menace of child labor in our society. Thank you.